My name is Daniel, as in Ghost Guide. The following story took place at Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, just outside the city of Chicago. The date? October 2005, coming up to Halloween. Now, it happened to a man named Len. He would later become the director of the Illinois Ghost Society. His story goes like this. In October of 2005, my best friend and I, plus two others, visited the cemetery after 10 p.m. We had been in the cemetery for about a half hour, and we started to leave, heading out on the trail at about 10:45. We were halfway down the path and could see the street lights from the Midlothian Turnpike. About halfway point, there was a woman and child standing in front of us. They looked odd, dressed out of style. We thought they had just been to a party since, after all, it was just a few days to Halloween. The lady asked, "How far is the cemetery?" She wanted to show her daughter the graves. Now, thinking this was strange, how a mother would bring her child of about 7 years old to a forest preserve so late at night, but we told her anyway that it was just a short distance down the path. The strangest part, for me anyway, is the child wasn't shy or afraid. She just stood there staring forward, almost like she was excited. Now, the lady thanked us and headed down the path, and it was only a second later that we looked back and there was nobody there. The timing didn't make any sense. We should have still seen her. And we stared quietly at each other for what felt like forever, and finally headed out. And that's when I realized something. That's technically when I heard it. The dead leaves of fall crunching under our feet. It was so loud. I turned to my friends. I said, "Stop, do you hear that?" Realizing that when the mom and daughter approached and passed, there was no sound, no leaves crunching. Now, this is the incident that caused us to start the Illinois Ghost Society. And since then, we have been to the Grove many times. Now, I wanted to come back to this subject here about the idea of cemeteries being haunted. People always have a fear when they enter cemeteries. But I'm going to tell you now, it's not about ghosts. Now, that's what most people think, right? Well, I mean, obviously there's dead bodies in the ground, so there must be ghosts. It would make sense, but not to me. I've been a firm believer in the idea that cemeteries are not haunted. And I have a main reason for that. And the reason for that is ghosts are energy. You've probably heard me drone on and on if you've listened to previous podcasts and shows. The idea that just because the body is there doesn't mean that there's going to be a ghost. So without the absence of energy, what we have instead is probably one of the most calmest places you can visit. Now, I personally love visiting cemeteries. Not at nighttime, mind you. I'm not a gothic type. I might take my dog for a walk in the Hamilton Cemetery in the city that I'm from. It is the calmest place you can go, and usually void of people, which for me is good. I'm a bit of an introvert here. So as you walk through cemeteries, you just feel that natural calm. Now, I've gone into even the happiest houses, and there's always an energy about it because people live in that space. It's a confined space. You're surrounded by material items that can absorb certain types of energy, and then over the years, that energy builds up. So historic houses, of course, are more energetic than newer houses. Even open areas, the Hermitage Ruins, for example. This is a place where I do the ghost tours at every now and again. This is an open field. The ruins of an old mansion from the 1850s. But so many people have gathered in this field even after the mansion had burned to the ground. Starting with the last owner, Alma, leading up to the, I dare say, trespassers of today. It's fine. I mean, they usually don't cause any problems, just go out to tell ghost stories to each other. So all this leaves an energy. There's experiences that have happened in that field. to myself and many others. So it is possible for an open field to hold that type of energy. Not as easily, but it's possible. So then you could say, okay, well, if that's the case, then let's go back. Then here we go. Cemeteries. But then again, cemeteries usually don't have an alternative history. They are just cemeteries. The Hamilton Cemetery is technically an example of this. I know you can make the argument there was a connection to the War of 1812. There was an encampment of British soldiers on what was known as Burlington Heights, where the cemetery is today, across from Dundurn Castle. So you can make that argument that it does have a piece of history that could lead to ghosts, but then I say that really nothing happened. They were just camped there. And it wasn't until young Billy Green brought news to the British that the Americans have camped at Stony Creek. So the battle happened at Stony Creek, and that's where you have the connected energy. So if you have just like a modern cemetery where nothing has ever happened on the land, then you're not going to have ghosts. You're not going to have hauntings. And that's my overall point here. There's nothing really to absorb the energy. There's nothing going on. It's just bodies in the ground. There's no energy. So then why do some cemeteries like Bachelor's Grove in Chicago have this energy, or Drummond Hill in Niagara Falls? Because something else happened on that land to create history. Now for Drummond in Niagara Falls, the Battle of Lundy's Lane. Again, we go back to the War of 1812. But for Bachelor's Grove, it's a little bit different. Bachelor's Grove was not just a dumping ground for the pioneers of the 1800s in that region, it was also a dumping ground for the mob. So you had the famous bootlegger himself, Mr. Al Capone, was bringing his victims out to this area because, I mean, it was already a burial ground. It was kind of perfect, right? You had a forest preserve, as Len said in his story. It's in the middle of nowhere. Even back then in the 1920s, it was remote. It already has bodies in the ground, so it's kind of like, you know, a marker. Here, use this place. Dump your bodies. So very, very possible that these mob hits occurred at Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. So you have that, and as well there's been reports of a farmer that's been seen. Somebody actually reported that an entire farmhouse, which kind of is a good segue into next week's episode, but that the ghost of a farmhouse is seen. I don't know about that one. But you have a burial ground, you have a small lake, so it's kind of perfect all around. So I can see why the mob would use it as a dumping ground. So there you have an additional history to a burial ground. And because of this, it has ghosts. Nothing to absorb the energy. There's no structure except maybe that farmhouse. But yet still, it has ghosts. So then I believe a cemetery like that can be haunted. So then the question comes down to, why are we so scared of cemeteries? Now, on the forefront of your mind, you completely know what it is. You think about a cemetery, even going in there at night, you know what it is. It might take a little bit of deep thought to be able to convert it to words, something that I have done many, many times over the years. I am a strange fella. This is the kind of stuff that I think about before I'm going to sleep at night, which is probably the wrong time. I do get nightmares every now and then. So if you take some deep thought and then just think, why am I so scared of cemeteries? And I think it will come to you. It's our fear of death. Now, I'm not saying that this is rational. To have a fear of death and walking through a cemetery. Now, before I continue, actually, I will give a bit of a disclaimer. The following is going to get a tad bit dark. if you don't like that, you can just fast forward a bit. But these are the things, again, that I think about and talk about. And I have this podcast to do that, so hopefully it works out for the best. But the idea that if you're walking through the cemetery and you know that underneath your feet are the bodies that of people who are once alive, just like you. And for this reason, it's kind of a reminder of something that is very dark. Now, people have come up with many different ways to avoid going into cemeteries. I hear from maybe not so much a North American culture, but from other older, more traditional cultures, that going into a cemetery is almost like you're disturbing the dead, or that you're creating or drawing bad energy towards yourself, and by making the restless spirit that you're going to bring it into your life. So that superstition, among many other superstitions, kind of takes us away from the reason that cemeteries exist. The reason that they exist is memorials. So when I take my little dog Edgar for a walk in the Hamilton Cemetery, I am just as much watching him sniff stuff as I am looking at the beautiful gravestones. So many of them back then, not so much today, back then they were works of art. They were unique. They represented the person that was buried there. They had epitaphs that represented that person that were interesting to read. So I'm not just walking the dog. I'm, in a way, in my mind, I'm honoring those people. So I am a huge proponent of that. I say you should go visit cemeteries. Not at night. I'm going to stop myself there. Don't go at night. Especially in my own city. If it is legal in your town or city to be in there at night, then by all means, if that's what you like doing. But, and I don't judge you because it's kind of cool. But if it's not legal, then don't do it. Go during the daytime. You see the stones better anyway. So you have this fear of death that's sitting in your back of your mind as you're walking through a cemetery or walking by it even. And this is something that will cause that fear. It might also cause you to stay out. But there's really nothing to fear when it comes down to it. Now, I don't want to go too far down the spiritual rabbit hole when I talk about the training, the ability to kind of push away the fear of death. I will tell you how important it is before I move on to the final ghost story. If you can stop the fear of death, you will live a better life. That's what I'll limit it to, and just give you a line of research. The best philosophers in history to talk about the fear of death were the Stoics. So definitely go down that rabbit hole. That is a fun rabbit hole. That is one that I have gone down many, many times and still do to this day. The study of Stoicism is very important, and I think it would change your life. If you don't know what I'm talking about, start your Google searches. YouTube. There are a lot of great YouTubers who have posted about this. It's become kind of a thing. One that's kind of the top fella, the one who kind of started the whole craze, is Ryan Holiday. So you can look up his books, like Stillness is the Key. And there's other ones that I can't quite remember right now. His channel is called The Daily Stoic. So definitely check that out. But the term they use, memento mori, you want to get rid of that fear of death to live a much better life. Now, speaking of death, I have a final ghost story for you tonight. Now, this one comes from an area known as Ruthven. If you are unfamiliar with this, it is one of the locations where we do a ghost tour. It is located near a small town called Cayuga. In fact, Ruthven used to be a small town itself, known as Indiana. So technically you would consider it a ghost town. There's not really much left. It's not like the Wild West where you have tons of buildings. Instead, what we have is the family mansion. This is the Thompson family, known as Ruthven, and two cemetery plots. The one closest to the highway is the town cemetery, mostly of Irish workers. And the one that's located on the opposite side of the grounds and the lands is the Thompson family plot. Now, the following story happened on the evening of an event. This event was a little bit different than a traditional tour. We allowed people to kind of wander on their own. It's not something we've ever done again. So they wander on their own to the different locations, and there would be guides waiting to tell stories and history, and they could do an investigation and maybe stir stuff up. But unfortunately for a young lady named Pamela and her two friends, she didn't need to stir anything up. It would find her. Now, she was on a dark path. It's late into the evening. And as you're coming down the path, it is quite wide, with a light that's shining from the parking lot. So there's shadows, but you can see around you. And in the distance, the path then thins out, and it almost looks like a wall of darkness before walking up to the Thompson family cemetery. Now, Pamela and her two friends, they're walking down the path. Pam's kind of a bit in front of them. She's excited to see the family plot. And as they get close to the thin and dark path, she said it started out very calmly. It was almost like a bubbling in the pit of her stomach. But it quickly got worse. The closer she got to the path, it was nausea in the pit of her stomach that led to a physical occurrence. It started out as a bit of poking on her shoulder, and it turned quickly to pushing. It pushed her down to her knees. It's the only way she could stop from being shoved into the woods. And as she's on her knees, on the ground with the nauseousness, with something pushing against her back, her two friends are staring at her. They have no idea what to do. One of the friends steps forward as Pam jumps to her feet and runs down into the darkness, up to the path, finally to the family cemetery. Their friends run behind as they come around the corner. They're greeted by the tree, and up on the hill, they can see the cemetery. Now, their eyes had slowly adjusted to the darkness, and they could see a shadow in front of one of the graves to the front and to the right. They walk through the gate, turn to the right, and they could see their friend Pam was kneeling in front of a tall cross gravestone. As they got closer, they could hear her whispering something. Over and over, she said, "It's not right. It's crooked. There's something wrong with this stone." And as her friend came up and put her hand on Pam's shoulder and said, "We should head back." And then Pam looks at her friend with fear in her eyes and says, "We have to leave now." She gets up and they all walk out. Now, the walk back to the gazebo, we had one of our psychics, Kate. She was stationed there. And as Pam got back and shared her story with Kate and broke down into tears, and Kate listened very carefully about this supposed energy, and it made her very curious. Now, she didn't go right away. Psychic Kate, she waited until the end of the night. And when the night was over, that's when she walked down that path by herself and got to where the path thins and the wall of darkness begins. And that's when she felt it. And the only way she can describe it is saying it was a male energy. And when it saw her there and knew it could see him, it made itself very large. It tried to scare Kate, but Kate has been dealing with spirits for so long, it didn't scare her at all. But she wasn't prepared to handle this thing, so she left it to be. It's the open area. This energy has been there for a very long time. There was no reason to clear it. So yes, it still remains. During many tours over the years that I've personally led, I've noticed that women in my group, they tend to have these feelings before or after I tell them about Pamela's experience. It never as extreme as what happened to Pam again, but that nauseousness was definitely there. It got worse and worse as they got close to the family's graves. Now, thanks for listening, everyone. I'll talk to you next week with stories of secluded and farmhouses.